Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal, PayMe link, or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be here? Now, we are going to read Matthew 10, verse 16. Matthew what? Verse 16. Can you read that? Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Speak to us, ears are open, our hearts are receptive. We deny nothing from you, Lord. We are ready to obey with some positive actions in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read.
Matthew 10, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be as wary as serpents, and as innocent as doves. Verse 17.
I'm sending you as what? I'm sending you out as what? Amongst what? Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples, and the same message can be said here to all of us. We are being sent out as sheep amongst the wolves. Amen. And the instruction is that we must be as wise as serpents. Hello? And I believe we don't emphasize this enough. Christians are the meekest people you can ever find. Are the most vulnerable and the most taken advantage of. Hello? Are you here? But Jesus says we must be like snakes. We must be like snakes. Hallelujah. So there are situations where we must be as humble as doves, but there must be a situation where we must be as wise as serpents. So there are situations that require us to have a serpentine spirit. But I know, Hori, everything is demonic about snakes is fine, but listen to him. Amen? I'm teaching you something here. A snake was created by God, by the way. It was not created by the devil. So there are some nice and beautiful qualities concerning snakes that you can learn from. Are you hearing me? Are you here? Are you here? So it says, I'm sending, can you read it again?
Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be as wary as serpents and as innocent as doves.
So we must be as innocent as doves, but we must also be what? As wise as what? As serpent. Are you here? You ask yourself, what must we be doing to be as wise as serpent? Paul gives us some ideas in the book of 2 Corinthians. Now, you must understand, Christ is sending us out as his ambassadors, as soul winners. Amen? As the representatives of heaven wherever we go. But there are situations we must not be innocent as doves, but we must be as wise as serpents. Are you hearing me? Most Christians, they only know to be innocent as doves and nothing else. Are you still here? Now, Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
To those who are without the law.
Yes.
I became as one without the law.
All right.
Though I am not without the law of God.
Yes.
But under the law of Christ.
Yes.
So that I might win those who are without law.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Yes.
To the weak, I became as the weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may, by all means, in any and every way, save some, by leading them to faith in Jesus Christ.
Now, Paul says, I assess the situations where I go. Where I'm required to be weak, I'll be weak. Where I'm required to be wise, I'll be wise. Where I'm required to be a dove, I'll be a dove. Where I'm required to be a serpent, I'll be a serpent. Are you hearing? He also adds why. He said, for the sake of the gospel, so I may win some. Are you here? I want you to know that. For the sake of the gospel, so I may also win some. You know, sometimes we have to be wise to win souls. Hello. You know, some of us, the reason we can't win any soul, we don't want to be wise. You just go to a person and say, hey, just all right. Okay. So what? You know, we can learn from how the devil won Eve. How he approached Eve and how he managed to convince Eve to believe his story. And that's what is required of us. We just go to people, no wisdom, nothing. That's why people don't want to accept what you're telling them. Oh, amen is gone. I don't know. Are you hearing me?
The reason why we are not successful with reaching out to people is because we do not apply some wisdom.
Hello?
What can I do? Don't just go and say, oh, this one. Orata this. He studied if. I'm studying. He doesn't just go. Studied if. I'm studying. If I'm studying. Okay. If also. If it's like this. Okay. He did his homework. So, okay, this is how I'm going to approach him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knew that he was not going to succeed if he went straight to Adam. You see, say never. You see, that's the strategy. He knew with Adam he has got no chance of winning. He went where? To Eve. Sometimes if you want to win the husband, you go to the wife. Hello? Are you hearing me? You just don't go to Ntate straight to Batamuina. You go to the one who cooks for him. Okay, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. Hallelujah. But the target, the main fish was Adam from the beginning. But he did not just go cunning, say nobody, cunning and crafty. Amen. So first of all, this message was for the effectiveness of the gospel. Apply wisdom. Now we are going to be going out, by the way, and I saw they've prepared some tracks that we're going to use to win souls. But you know what? Every person is different. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Every person is different. Amen?
Amen.
You know, a rich man does not think that God can still do anything for him. He has everything. What are you going to say to a rich man? What are you going to say? Unless you employ the craftiness that wins everybody. Are you hearing me? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, be crafty. So you may win some. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are so stiff, we cannot adjust to situations and environment. Amen. Some of us, we always want to be in jackets. Sometimes you need to wear your shorts and go to some people and speak to them. And a t-shirt. Did you take? Are you hearing me? The language here now, so can I hear you? Are you hearing me? Don't come with your serious language here. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Your good sentence construction. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
You just go and be yourself and be with the people and begin to speak anyhow with them. And then once you have their attention, you say, this is the actual issue. Jesus loves you. When they now have accepted you, say, okay, now talk. They've given you a platform. Then you talk. Hallelujah. You see, our problem is this. That when we see people in sin or in disobedience, we want to crush them for their disobedience. Hello? Are you hearing me? We want to condemn them. We want to, you want, no. Hallelujah. You approach them like you're accepting their behavior, but you're not accepting it. But like, I care you are crafty. Say, neighbor, just be a snake once in your life, please. You don't mean what you are saying, but you're not lying. You see the craftiness? Hello? You don't mean what you're saying, but you're also not lying.
You know what you want. Okay. Now, I'll show you this. Let's go again to... I'll show you something also. Are you still here? Do you love Jesus? Can you go to 2 Corinthians again, chapter 12, verse 16? Verse what? 15, eh? 15 to 17. Let's rather 15 to 17, yeah. Let's start from 15, 16, then 17, yes.
Verse 15.
Yeah.
I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls.
Uh-huh. If listen, I'll spend. Some translations say, okay, read that again.
I will most gladly spend and be expended.
Some translation, I'll spend my money and myself. I will spend my money. But the truth is that there's something that I want. Hello? Oh, people of God. How serious are we with selling our gospel? Spend your money taking people out just to tell them about Jesus. When they are full in their stomach and smiling, you say, you know who gave me strength to do all these things? I say, who? Say, Jesus. Wow. Do you know that you can also experience the same? Really, me? Yeah. By that time, and they can't even say no. They're just looking at you like they're guilty of something. Or they can't say nothing because your food is in their stomach. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. Come on, have some strategy, have some plan, have something. Come on, some people have to do some planning. Paul says, I spend money, I spend myself so I can win you. Okay. Ask your neighbor, how much are you prepared to spend anything to win people for Jesus? Huh? Are you prepared to spend anything just for the gospel? Just for the gospel? You know, I don't know. Do you like being a Christian? Ask your neighbor, do you like being a Christian? Do you really like this thing? Are you? Do you really like this? I mean, if you really would want people to join you. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? When you found something, when you discovered a well of life, you are going to invite everyone you know or you don't even know, even a stranger. Hey, come here. He told you something more. How convinced are we? Oh, we're just hanging around for as long as we can. Am I talking to somebody here? Hey, let's be sold out for Jesus so you can even spend your money just to get to the heart of your friend or somebody that you know. Amen? So Paul says, I spent for the gospel. Amen? Read it again.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
I will most gladly spend.
Gladly, not without without grudges, not feeling. You say, gladly spend my money. Say, neighbor, can you go spend your money? For the gospel. You know, some of us, the only time we spend money is in church, and even then after a preaching. After somebody gives a teaching about offering, then we want to offer. You know, I often feel that the sharing about offering is not relevant for that Sunday. It will only help people for the next Sunday. Because when you come to church, you've already made up your mind, isn't it? What you're going to do. Or unless today, because there are cards, machines, you can change your mind right here and say, okay, let me swipe. Amen? But the truth is that most of us, we have made up our mind when we leave our houses, how much you're going to spend in the church. Is it true? So the teaching on offering for that day is for the next Sunday. Oh, I don't know if you are hearing me. It's not for that very Sunday. It's okay. It's a good teaching still, but most likely it will help you for the future. Are you here? Read 16.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
But be that as it may, I did not burden you myself.
Mm.
Nevertheless, devious person that I am,
yes,
I took you in by deceit.
Uh-huh. Did you see that? I took you in by what? People, I don't know. Does it get more clearer than that? The others will say, by trickery, I tricked you. Maybe your Bibles are not saying the same thing. You trick people to accept Jesus. I pom pumana lika kereke umutrikile. So I'm pinching. Wangleta la ganjan. Analankutwa kereke. Say never. You are too serious. When I don't know if you're gonna win anybody. I don't know. Good luck. Are you hearing me? Yes. Get some people here without knowing they're coming here. And when they're here, but I like it anyway. Thank you. You're not hearing what I'm telling you? Are we going to get some people in here?
Yes.
With some trickery?
Yes.
Some craftiness?
Yes.
Some cheating? As long as you get them, how you get them here is none of my business. Don't even tell me how you got them here, as long as you got them here. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? This is the problem. What's a Christianity is so nice. You people are the one that makes it boring. This is real life. Hello?
Amen.
Are you going to trick some people?
Yes.
They will find themselves in the church and say, were you bringing me here? But I like it. That's what we want to hear. The people that you have been talking to for years to come to church refusing, try something else. I go trick them. Say, never, just go trick them more. Come to Iratan. Are you hearing me? Am I making sense to somebody? I think you know they like Buddha verse. Baratamunat. I said, okay, Renali Bri Fandah. Serious in Pinchak. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is it making sense to somebody? The same Paul teaches us that, hey, I tricked some of you. Oh, it's not the Bible that says that. I tricked some of you. That's why you are here today. Say never. Were you tricked? Or they just came to you formally and approached you formally. Amen? Now, here is another thing that I want to show you here. Are your ears open? And then I'll be wrapping up my teaching. Um, Let us go to, I think it's 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, just go open 1 Corinthians. I'll tell you which verse that we're going to read. To love Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's stay on 2 Corinthians 11. We'll see that one later. 2 Corinthians 11, read verse 19 for me. Ne? 2 Corinthians 11, read 19 and then 20 until 21. 19, 20, 21. Okay, read those.
Verse 19. For you, being so wise, tolerate the foolish gladly. Verse 20. For you tolerate it if anyone enslaves you, if anyone devours you, if anyone takes advantage of you, if anyone exalts himself, if anyone hits you in the face. Verse 21. To my shame, I must say that we have been weak by comparison.
Oh, Jesus. Now, Paul, you see, in the church of Corinth, or church at Corinth, there was a problem. And sometimes if you don't understand the background of these epistles, you will not appreciate the whole story. Amen. So there were a lot of false teachers and false prophets and false apostles and false whatever in the church. Are you hearing me? That were taking advantage of the children of God. Hello? Now, I want you to read 19 slowly.
Verse 19.
Uh-huh.
For you, being so wise,
yes,
tolerate the foolish gladly.
You are wise, but you tolerate what? Foolishness. You're wise, but you tolerate foolishness. What a contradiction. You are wise. I would rather say you are supposed to be wise, but you tolerate what? Foolishness. Now, I want you to listen carefully. The next verse. Listen to the next verse.
Verse 20. For you tolerate it.
Yes.
If anyone enslaves you.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone devours you.
Yes.
If anyone takes advantage of you.
Yes.
If anyone exalts himself. If anyone hits you in the face.
Now, Paul is saying, and is addressing the abuse of the children of God that was taking place at Corinth. Now, we are not, the things that we are experiencing today are not new. Hello? The abuse of the children of God in the name of submitting. In the name of submitting ourselves under certain people, we endure foolishness. Because there are things that you should be using your mind, but you are refusing. The things that we see people everywhere doing today because pastors are asking them to do is absolute foolishness. And this is what Paul was warning against, that where did you put your wisdom? That you will allow slavery and abuse amongst you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You know, some of the things that I hear, I was listening to a story of one couple that is in the United States. It's from somewhere, West Africa. They were sent on a mission to America. By the church. Both of them were lawyers, qualified lawyers, husband and wife. They left their practices and they went and worked in the U.S. But when they got there, they had no support. They struggled to an extent that the wife had to start looking for peace jobs like domestic work in the U.S. Because her qualifications could not
be recognized in the U.S. Even when she wanted to go and do whatever. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. No one must tell you what to do about your life except God Himself. We hear people and then we take a 90 degrees turnaround, or is it 180? I always get confused. Which one is it? We change our lives completely because of what a man has said. Let me tell you this. Anyone who says, including myself, by the way, who says, you are what you are because of me, run away. That's slavery. That's the beginning of slavery. I made you. Hey, run. Run for your life. You can't do anything without me. Hey, find the next exit. If you find cul-de-sac, sorry, I don't know. Are you hearing me? Even here in South Africa, there are many, many stories. I mean, you see them on YouTube, you see them everywhere. People were told, okay, go sell your house. And then you sell your house, you take your money to the pastor. Are you mad? There's no wisdom there. It's like people put their brains in their pockets when they come to church. With holes, by the way, pocket with holes. It means those brains, they drop out of the pockets along the way. Are you hearing me? Amen. Jesus has sent us out to be crafty and how more? Hey, let me apply my brains. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody says, the Spirit of the Lord says this to me, say to them, may that spirit confirm the same thing to me, please. I don't deny you, by the mouth of two, it shall be established. Not only one mouth. I'm sending you out as sheep amongst the wolves. But hey, be wise. Don't be put under some opium of some sort and some anesthesia when you come to church. You can't think anymore. You can't think anymore. God says you must give 10,000. You say, hey, wait, okay, I believe you, but hey, can I wait for God to speak to me as well? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. It doesn't matter who is speaking to you. It doesn't matter is your big apostle or not. I'm saying this in case tomorrow I get deceived. I tell people stories. You say, hey, you told me. Are you hearing me? Yeah. I'm sending you out, but don't leave your brains behind. Please carry your brains. The things we see, they're unbelievable. Right now in Kenya, there's somebody there who took people into a field believing they're going to wait for Jesus until they died. All of them, they died. That's when what happens when people leave their brains somewhere. Hi, man. So never, hi, man. How could Kabang get a man? You Kabang, you see, hey, la, anya shai wala. I see a shai wala. Are you hearing me? I'm teasing you to protect myself in case I go astray next time. Are you hearing me? Today, the church is not what God sent it out to be. Stories after stories after stories after stories. We are even embarrassed and ashamed to call ourselves pastors because of the stories that concerning pastors. Deceived men of God. In fact, I'm going to preach this message. I preached a little bit of it, I think, last week, but I'm still going to go deeper. In the messages Paul was writing to Timothy, if every pastor would understand the core of those messages, they would not be doing what they're doing. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about you. Don't forget your brains. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's like when people are spiritual, they become less wise. They don't go together, these things. The more spiritual, the less wise. It's like, hello? Amen. Jesus says, be both. Amen? Ukena moyeng, you'll say neighbor, ukena moyeng, ne? Something. Is it making sense to somebody? You can't even sense when things are going out of order, you are still in the spirit. We have moved to manipulation now, but you are still in the spirit. What are you saying? Am I helping somebody here? If we can have more serpentine spirits in the church, we will be deceived less, and we will win more for Christ. Just be obe mona. Say neighbor, obe mona. Hallelujah. Some of us are so educated, but it's like that education also goes to sleep. It snores when we are under certain whatever. Hallelujah. Is it making sense to somebody? I'm sending you out. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll meet people who say, okay, I'm also a Christian. You know what? You must have discernment. You must say, okay, why are you a Christian? He says, I'm a Christian because ubonwe na umutle umutle. Oh, what about? Uyakufuna lo muntu. Oh, brother, oh, police is, hey, you, we thank God, you, we thank God. So when you realize somebody's cunning, you wanna be cunning. Hallelujah. I say, okay, wait, oh, brother, wa ukai wa isalang wa kena wa. Let's talk. Okomo interview uta muta re chance tata ma chance lo uta fela harle abo uta kena raka shandala. Okay, tswa di tongues, tswa. Come back here. Leave tongues, come back here. Please come back. We are talking here. Come back here. Leave tongues. You see how people cheat us. When we want to speak, when we said they go kandaraba, say, ah, please, hey, wait. Let's use our brains now. We'll pray in the spirit because we knoweth not how to pray. It's helping us, but we are talking now. Please leave these tongues out. People get manipulated. Oh, that manipulation is coming to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because many of us, how do we tongues? Okay. It's like, something, you know. It's like it's real thing is going on here. It's like you're feeling something also. So, yo,
we must stop things of the world. Now we must get into the spirit. I'm sending you out as wolves, as sheep amongst the wolves, but be as wise as serpents. Don't leave your wisdom out. Whether to stay safe or whether to win for Christ, whatever we are doing, we must be here. Don't allow the opium of spirituality to take you where you are not supposed to go. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Are you blessed? Hai ba unona le mothonyana ntsa o zamazama a o mathateng byano a o batla di chelete tse siko a o tswe rekoneng. Are you here? Ah, ba sana chance. Say neighbor, you are liberated. Hallelujah. I speak as a representative of God. More, no, I'm against God. Can we clap for Jesus?
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.